Mr. Roseman and Philadelphia Eagles organization, as well as Coach Peterson, you know, for giving me another opportunity to be back here with Philly. I felt like throughout this whole process, just going visits and talking with other teams, I felt like Philadelphia was the best fit for me, and I would just want to appreciate everybody here for giving me another opportunity.
In terms of your health, where are you now?
Right now, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling healthy. You know, every single day is, for me, it's just about improving. You know, Dr. Anderson basically cleared me and just to go about how I feel. You know, every single day, push your limit. You know, whenever you feel something, kind of tailor it back. But as far as doing everything, I'm cleared to do that. You know, so really, there's no point right now in me rushing anything to kind of set myself back. But, you know, I'm able to do everything that, you know, I can do.
No, you mentioned this was a better fit. You did visit the Cowboys. What was that visit like, and what made you decide to come back here as opposed to Dallas?
Yeah, it was just weird, man. Just being here and playing here and just knowing that I've played against those guys a few times, it just felt weird to kind of be in that facility and see some of those players, the guys that I played against. And I just felt like, you know, it wasn't the fit right now. I felt like my fit was here in Philadelphia.
You're playing for a new defensive coordinator in a new scheme, but you got your old defensive backs coach. Was that helpful as far as making the acclimation to this, to a new defense?
It is. You know, basically bottom line with our defenses is, you know, playing man coverage. You know, a lot of the defensive schemes are not really different. You know, it's really just the terminology. And I feel like Coach Schwartz and this scheme is going to be aggressive, you know, so the guys on the outside, we got to be able to hold up on our own. And, you know, having Coach Corey there, he knows the mentality. He knows what to expect from us. We know what to expect from him. So we're going to go out and we're going to do just that. We're going to hold our own. We're going to compete out there. And it's all about just playing with great technique, which, you know, I feel like he's probably one of the best teachers in the NFL at doing that and always harping on technique to make us better.
Are you excited?
The most difficult aspect of going through this whole rehab, has it been more mental or physical?
It's been more mental than anything else. Injuries like that, when you're finally clear to do everything, it all becomes mental now. And getting past that mental block, and that's what really restricts a lot of guys from doing things. You see guys that, you know, have ACLs or have shoulders. I'm not saying I have those type of injuries, but, you know, when it comes down to that, it's all the mental game and where you want to push yourself. You know, there might be days where you feel like something's hurting on you and you don't necessarily want to push it too much, but that's when you have to push it to make your mind say, hey, look, you can tolerate this type of pain, and then go ahead and do it the next day and the next day and the next day.
Are you expecting that starting job to still be yours?
I mean, I've expected that since I've gotten here. You know, my mindset is never going to change of me being a starter. That's always been my mindset since I've gotten in the league. So, you know, whenever I'm cleared all the way to go, you know, that's going to be my mindset, and that's what I'm going to, you know, take it as, you know, every single day when I go out on the practice field.
Well, there's been a couple of different reports or interpretations of what the injury actually is. So can you just kind of clear that up and what the injury actually is and what makes it unique recovering from?
Yeah. I broke my fibula, which is a part of the ankle. So everybody's saying I broke my ankle, but it's the fibula, which is near my ankle. But, you know, I had some ligament damage as well, you know, but overall it's just the fibula, and that's what I had surgery from. I'm recovering from that, and, you know, like I said, right now I'm just rehabbing.
They put in screws in?
Yeah, they put a few screws in.
That's similar to what Owens had, T.O. had a few years, but like in, it's been a while.
Yeah, I think it was similar. He probably tore maybe a different ligament. I'm not sure. I don't know the exact extent of his injury, but I remember it. I think it was like 04 or something when he did it.
Can you describe kind of like what happened on that play? I mean, I don't think we have a chance to talk to you since then.
Yeah. Tell you that I really don't remember too much. I remember just trying to make the tackle, and I just think a bunch of bodies just rolled on top of me. You know, I remember trying to feel a bunch of guys about to land on my leg, but I tried to pull it out, but I wasn't able to get it away, and then it just ended up breaking.
Do you think the injury affected your value on the market
a lot? Maybe. You know, anytime a guy has an injury and nobody's really able to see him hands-on and see how he might progress in the future, it's kind of one of those, you know, taking a risk type of things, you know, and maybe it did, maybe it didn't, I'm not sure, you know, but I'm not worried about that anymore. You know, all I'm worried about is rehab and getting back to being a better player than I was last year.
How do you think Eric Rowe did filling in for you as a rookie?
I think he did a good job. You know, Eric's one of those guys that, you know, once he gets that confidence, he's good, man. He's one of those guys that he has all the tools to be one of the good corners in this league. And, you know, they didn't draft him in the second round for no reason, you know. And, you know, for me, once I went down, all I tried to do was just tell him to just go out there and just be confident. Don't put any added pressure on yourself. Don't try and overthink the game. Just go out there and just, you know, just play. Just have a clear head and, you know, go out there knowing that you can get the job done.
Was the one-year deal your preference or their preference?
It was my preference. You know, I felt like that's the best way to go about it. You know, just come back and show them that last year wasn't a fluke, man. And, you know, I had no problem proving that.
What do you make of the Byron Maxwell trade?
You know, it is what it is. It's how this business is. It was surprising, you know, because, you know, knowing Byron, you know, I know what type of player he is. I know what type of person he is. I got to know him a little bit better. You know, it's one of those things, it just happens, you know, but he'll land on his feet, you know. I think he's in a good situation now, and, you know, I wish the best for him.
Did that play into your decision to come back here, knowing that there was a starter not here?
No, not really. Like I said, it's just, I felt like it was the best fit for me, just having a familiarity with, you know, the city, the players, you know, my coaches. I just felt like it's a better fit.
Now, you said your approach is always to be a starter, but in 14, that was not the case. Last year, that was the case. In negotiations here, did your role come up?
No, not necessarily, but I think they knew, you know, the type of player I am, the type of person I am, and how things happened last year. That's what they expect from me. And, you know, 14, when I first got here, it didn't end up the way I wanted it to, but my mindset was still the same. My mindset never changed since I've been here. Like I said, even since I've been in the league, my mindset hasn't changed. I always view myself as a starter. That's how I work. That's how I prepare, and that's how I'm going to always go about it.
I know you said, you know, man coverage is man coverage regardless of the scheme, but them signing two guys out of Schwartz's defense in Buffalo, do they have any kind of, I mean, do you see them as having any kind of advantage over you going in to this whole process?
You know, I don't know, but, you know, what I do know is that it's competition. You know, I know they're going to leave that open for everybody to compete. You know, nobody that comes in just has a spot that's set in stone, you know, and our coaches do a good job of telling us that. And, you know, it's a wide open type of competition, and, you know, really that's what it's about. You know, that's what I thrive on, and I feel like competition just makes the whole group better.
As far as not rushing back, the off-season program, that starts April 4th. Mm-hmm. The OTAs are soon thereafter. What do you expect to be on the field?
Really just expect to, like I said, go do it day by day and, you know, go how I feel. You know, right now I think first 3 or 4 weeks might just be running, you know, lifting, those type of things. I can do those, you know, and then when we get on the field, it's doing when we start OTAs or before OTAs, when we start the drills and stuff, I'll do those, and then probably just ease me in and OTAs. And it goes, like I said, it goes on how I feel, you know. Right now, between now and OTAs is probably, what, a month and a half or something like that. So, like I said, every single day, go on how I feel.
Have you been able to talk to Leotis or Ron yet, or were you kind of what to expect from Jim?
No, not yet, you know, but knowing the type of player that those guys are and just being on the outside looking in and seeing Coach Schwartz's defense, you know, I feel like it's one of those going to be an attacking type defense. I feel it's going to be simple for us. It's going to be to where we don't have to think as much. You know, we're going to let those guys up front do what they do. You know, they had a lot of success in Buffalo with those guys up front, and, you know, I think our guys are just as good as them, you know. So I think those guys are hungry to just be aggressive and get after the quarterback, and they have trust in us to get the job done on the back end.
Last offseason, you guys talked a lot about the changes that Corey Unlin was implementing in terms of practice and technique. Did you think over the course of the season, looking back now upon it, that those changes benefited the group and made the cornerbacks better?
I think it did, definitely. It gave us, I know for me, it gave me a lot more confidence just knowing that the technique that he was teaching me, you know, it worked. You know, and as long as I just continue to work on it and continue to make a conscious effort to every single day make it consistent, I think it helped me week in and week out when I was able to play on Sunday. And I don't think it's going to change. You know, Coach Corey, he's all about technique. He's all about, you know, competing. He's all about giving effort. You know, I know those things aren't going to change. I know with Coach Schwartz being in here, that I think that mindset is not going to change either. I think those guys are on the same page. So, you know, we're just basically going to build off of where we left off the last OTAs and the last game of the season.
Do you think you see more guys?
Do you see the secondary as being deeper now than maybe, you know, your first 2 years here with, you know, all the kind of changes they made?
I think so. You know, just having guys that know the system, you know, having guys that have played, you know, having guys that have been around Coach Corey more, I think we're a deeper group than we have been in the past. You know, I think that we're a more athletic group than we have been since I've been here. So I think we got a lot of good guys in this room. I think we have a lot of good guys that are willing to compete and guys that are unselfish, you know, and I know I'm right about that because that's how we were last year, and I don't think it's going to change going into this year.
In the past 2 years, what kind of connection have you made with this organization and with the city?
You know, the past 2 years have been great, honestly. You know, I've never been a part of anything like this. I've never been a part of a city like this where, you know, they care about the team so much. You know, they care about the players, you know. And it's the same way for me. I care about the city. I care about the players on this team. That's why I came back. You know, I felt like there's no other place like this, you know. And I feel like every single week when we go out there on the field, it's to always give it our all, you know. And that's what my mindset has always been. I'm blessed with tears and bones, you know. I'm going to do it every single snap when I can, every single game when I can.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I appreciate it.